tavle tager mig le Jehova Rohi Kingdom Breakthrough Worship Center i Kalaya Stete. Når jeg ser mig lidt af mit tøj, lurer sig fuld mig lidt minutter, når jeg tager lidt tjula, lurer i den her fod, jeg så lulu mig til at gå fie, og lærer så se. Og lad så må mor, oh my gosh, lad så må mor, den her mig sige, og kitopa, lurer fe, lurer sig fuld mig lidt lima, og lad så, og når fod i den her, og lærer mig, når jeg kan sara, og ser mig lidt, når fod fra sæl og lav, jeg var der bare tage til Port Kalame, og så må mig lidt så i fod mig loloina, eller nej fod jeg så lulu, ej, men tager hun fjerde vi ingen og lærer tua, for fod jeg i pære, for at tage mig, for at jeg tager mig, og tage au sili le langi ua tai tai mai foi lo utou saifua ia ma sou nei ola ua tātou feiloa i male fia fia lungo le tātou poru kalame ia malo, malo lava le saifua malo a fua i la ua maua faafitai foi le tautua faafitai le ngā lulue, faafitai le nofota talo faafitai mo le tāpua inga i le aso ma le aso a o alo faiva ia lo tātou watu nuu e peyo na masani ai i fe au i le aso ma le aso fatalo fatua ilia manaia e le au whainga luenga ta tofi e le tua o au tau fale tua o le nofua e ka le sia fa pea fuki tupu mai o lo tātou watu nuhu e le ngata ilea o mā tua tua a sina sina o ta māmati nā mai se o pā anga ma wō ma mai a le tātou por kalami i lungo le Planet FM tasi o fate si maleono pea fuena fata alo fatu i tupulanga tala vau po le mā lose lo tātou watu nuhu ia ma siak whanau ia po o a o tau walo i alo ma whanau la iti ma lava no tātou watu nu oro fea ngai ma a tuwanga fai ngā maro longa ma ia lātou wao onga fa tā lofa atu ia lia maneia ia te outou uma lava oa mai outou o seki pālengi 99 pe 99.5 pe 100% o te tali tonu o loo manu ia uma tātou ai maisi e lava alo ma whanau fea ngai ai ma tuwanga how's your school holidays kids you doing okay are you doing your fea au are you making your mum and dad a cup of tea or coffee? Are you sure? You're nodding your head, eh? Yes or no? You're like this. You're doing like a round thing, eh? Longo winga. You're not sure, no. But I'm pretty sure all our kids have been helping, you know, their parents and also staying with your grandparents is the best way to learn your ngangana Samoa. Yeah. That's the one musica. Raga and Fungu Juice Remix. Tato lue lue ma yai fengai manga lue ngare nei fo yaso lulu. Alo patu lea mana ya mo ocho umala valesko.
Be my baby, I'll be yours, baby tonight. rugga, rugga.
Be my baby.
Rugga, 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 rugga.
Be my baby.
Rugga, 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 rugga.
Be my baby.
Rugga, 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 rugga.
Be my baby. I'll be yours, baby, tonight.
If the party ain't live, then it ain't boo cool. And if it ain't boo cool, then I'm too through. If I gotta choose one, hey, I'ma choose you. Be my will of fortune, let me get you a clue. Dance, dance for a player. Hands, hands, put away. Tonight is major. Place your wager. You ain't never seen paradise. Let me take you.
In my love, find you. In my love, find you.
Saw myself a five of my little mushy.
In my love, find you. In my love, find you.
Saw myself a five of my little mushy. I wake up in bed, the gang it reach. I will lose my little mushy. Shika ba mai lo ole kali ma ole ba le 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 mai ni shila dem ka ki o ai ang fi ka le 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 solo ele se pe mi ka ka lo fai shiko ya inga wa kan ika ni solo ka lu ai
in my love find you in my love find you
ba mai song fi ka fai ba mai le mu shi
in my love find you in my love find you
ba mai song fi ka fai ba mai.
One more time, come on.
The
party ain't live, and it ain't boo cool. And if it ain't boo cool, then I'm too through. If I gotta choose one, hey, I'ma choose you. Be my will of fortune, let me get you a clue. Dance, dance for a player. Hands, hands, put away. Tonight is major, place your wager. You ain't never seen paradise, let me take you.
In my love, find you. In my love, find you.
For myself, a five of my little mushy.
In my love, find you. In my love, find you.
Saw myself a five of my little mushy.
Dance, dance.
Raka, 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 whanga chūsi, my DJ King, also Buku Wise. It is 15 minutes away from the top of the hour. Welcome back to our Samoan Health Show on Planet FM 104.6. And joining me in the studio today, man, the one and only Ernestina Bonsui Maro, and the top model, number one model, fashion model. The single lady in the house, Flora Pihingia. Yeah, maro yo, yeah, on the tato. Single lady, I gotta go every day, yeah, all day. Yeah. Hey, single ladies, you know, they're the happiest ladies in the world.
I know.
You know, there's no one there to tell you what to do. There is no one there to control what you do.
Oh, hey, amen.
There is no one that keep asking, what are you doing? What are you up to? Where are you now? Where are you now? But you know that's what our young people do, and that is what our young people go through.
I'm not young.
Well, oh my gosh, it's a compliment. You know, yeah. That's a compliment. I wish people say to me, "Oh, you're young."
You're still young.
Oh, because I am old now. Wanna be young?
Well, so you're young forever.
Forever. Grab the mic. Anyway.
Can you hear me, everyone?
Yes. Now, Ole, what mic are you on? The orange one. Orange one. But I guess, Ole, mta upolo of yefa soi le asulene to my guest, my dear guest in the studio today. Ote fiefa soa in October, globally. Some of the health awareness that are being celebrated in the world. One is the World Arthritis Day, and also the breast cancer awareness is celebrated in the world this month. Onisio va engolo fata ua il soi fu malolo ina to tono olelalo langile ne fo imasina o kitopa mua mua ole fata ua le ole kanesa ole susu se chulo kanesa le otamaitai olisi fo vaenga o le fata ua lea o ngase ngase mafua mai ipona iwi ya arthritis fatalita inga o le ngungu ya la ua ufia tala noi le asurene, because I really believe this too on a list that, you know, the priority list for our people to be more aware of, to pay more attention to. One is gout for us men, but don't get me wrong, because even women get gout. I know Tina has got some sort of arthritis.
I mean, I don't.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I mean, well, you just had an injury that can turn into gout. Hey, yeah, if you're not looking after it, eh? Yeah. o mta upu ye lua o lo fi ave se fa so ile aso le nei ina ya fa cha wa lu ta cha wa tu no mu mu wa o le file ya o le mammogram pol shaki ale te mai chai e fa sa wina mai le so i fu mai ile mau wa ile ka ne so le susu pol le breast cancer so and also ngungu oh my gosh I am a victim of ngungu and I admit that ngungu it is so painful. I have never ever experienced this this pain. I mean I've been heartbroken, nothing compared to the pain that ngungu brings to you. I tell you, ngungu, oh my goodness, as the pain that the ngungu brings to your mind, to your body, to your soul, to your heart. Oh my gosh. But good news is it is manageable and it can be prevented. Okay? It can be prevented and it's also manageable. And I'll talk a little bit about that later. But let's talk about having a mammogram for the age. Let's have a look here. Book your mammogram with Breast Screen Aotearoa. You can have a free mammogram every 2 years if you are an eligible woman aged 45 to 69. Although the government has announced they intend to progressively increase the age of free breast screening to 74, the government has committed to progressively increasing the upper limit to 74 and you can enroll when the age extension comes into effect. So for now, the age eligibility for a free mammogram, I'm not saying that you can't have a mammogram if you're under 45 or over 69. I'm saying this is free. Mm-hmm. Free mammogram for this age, you know. Yeah. 45 to 69. So if you are within that age range, oh man, you're blessed. Mm-hmm. You can have a free mammogram. Now, we all have mothers, okay? And with Tina, you're not far away from being eligible. I mean, you know, the good thing about this, Tina, is that we need to raise awareness and educate our people before they even get to that age. What are your thoughts on this topic, Tina?
Also, I think, like, to be honest, it's good that we're having a conversation about it because, look, I didn't even talk about it in everyday things, even at Hula Fit. So it took Lorenzo to bring me awareness to what it is. And, you know, also I wanted to ask how important, you know, is it to for us women for today to really go and do check-ins? Because I think we're so scared, like, if they find something and it's like, I don't want to come back. But what's your thoughts on it? Because I feel like, I think for me, it's like if we go to doctors, it's for the flu, for like minors. But when it's something like that, it's like, I feel like we should change the narrative. Or like how we see, you know, how elders, how they go to Zumba at the Mangere Town Centre. It should be not a fun thing, but it should be an exciting way of looking after your health. Like, oh, go into, you know, how cool is it to do like check on your health? So I think we should just not make it so scary for our community because it's like the advertisements is always like, have you got a, you know,
I mean, for
me, it's serious.
Yeah, for me, Tina, it's not about let's not make it more scary for the people, but let's put the responsibility. Yes. And the ownership back on us.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Yeah. Each individual should seriously take ownership of our own health.
I agree.
It starts from there.
I agree also.
It really starts from there. When you have that willingness and that heart to look after yourself, remember, we all believe in we have to look after us so we can look after others. Now, what are your thoughts on that matter? Florence? I can call you Florence today.
Okay, only Renton can call me Florence.
That's it.
I'll just reiterate on what Tina said as well. I guess it comes down to the significance of knowing where to start.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from within our households. You know, if we look after ourselves, and that is by one, having healthy meals. Two is by following up with checkups as well. You know, there's like local doctors and stuff. And of course, there's always pamphlets.
Of course.
Or like little booklets, you know, that basically has all of these, like the information's in it. You know, there's a whaasa, there's a ngana Samoa, there's a wangahau niwe, there's a reo kukiarani, there's a te reo Māori option open as well. You know, it's all in our own native language as well. So there is no barrier stopping us from, you know, knowing all these, like, minor details. And like Tina said, you know, we go to the doctors because it's the flu or, like, you know, you've got a migraine or a headache. But when it comes to these major topics, we hesitate because we're scared of the outcome that's going to come with it. We're scared of what we will be told. And I guess to me, it comes down to the mindset, how you're going to receive it and how you're going to accept that. Because, you know, like no one else is going to help you get there if you're not going to help yourself.
Absolutely.
And like you mentioned as well, Renzo, is, you know, you can't help others if you're not helping yourself. So it's all in the mindset, I would say. And for someone who's, you know, who's lost people to breast cancer and everything, it's sometimes a roa te lanoa that it's really hard to open up about. And it becomes a barrier to people because they will now be like, okay, cool, we lost someone to this, so now we have to constantly be on high alert, but then still hold back with it from opening up. And only if, like, for example, if it's just my mom and my nana, only they will know that they're going through it. Because they don't want to put the burden on the kids. They don't want to put that burden on the others in the ainga or the family as well.
So I've got a tough question to ask you too. A very sensitive question. Okay, and you don't have to share your thought on this because you might feel, I don't know, maybe you might feel uncomfortable. But a lot of Pasifika people, including myself sometimes, we turn to a Christian belief as a healing way rather than going this way to see the doctors and do all the checkups, do all the treatments. You know, do all the procedures that's needed to get rid of your, you know, whatever condition that you have. But some of our people, and I've seen it myself, some of our own people seem to, like, say, no, God can take it away.
We
do believe in a God of miracles. But how do we change that? Like, and it doesn't need to be changed. What are your thoughts?
What a good question. Also, I love that question because it's something that goes through every single day. You know, I feel like Christ is Christ, but at the same time, it comes with courage, just like what we were talking about before with everything that we do. You need to complement the both. So if you've got Christ on you, that's like a superpower, but you got to have the will to complement the two.
So you've got to have the treatment too, right?
So if you know that there's, because just like what the sis said, I like that you said this, is that we've got family members that have passed away from this due to, one, it can be health, but again, it can be the pride, and it can come back to the usos, what you said, Renzo, about, you know, our religion or our Christianity. But I feel like complement the two. It's superpowers. You can have, you know, it depends as well, because I feel like you need to bless the hands that will be working on you, or you got to, like, pray through it. Absolutely. Like, I feel like it's, if the blessing's there, go through it. But, you know, there's certain things within our, like, I don't agree with every little thing around when you go to the doctors, a flu, like, for example, COVID or another, like, we all have differences, but I feel like this particular thing, it's going to affect your family. I feel like compliment the two. Pray, read the word, and go for it.
Awesome.
Get the treatment.
Again, like what Tina said, you can be religious. You can have, like, you can keep your faith. You can go to, like, to church and, you know, and pray and everything. But at the end of the day, and I have personally seen this with stepmom who has passed away from this. We had treatments done. However, she believed in, you know, like, just giving it to God. Just leave it to God to, you know, do the remaining, do whatever needs to be done. And, you know, at the end of the day, sometimes, you know, if it's not what our plan is, you know, it is God's plan, you know, before anything or any of us were even on earth. Like, you know, God had a plan set out for us, you know, what age we're going back. yeah. to him and stuff. And Tina said, complement the two, you know, balance. You can be religious and you can also get your treatments done. Know the statistics as well. Know what needs to be done, etc. And just do your research. Like, find out where, what, when, why, who, and how you can get all those things done. And it's literally everywhere. It's in community halls. It's in local doctors. And it's also everywhere on social media. It's everywhere. On the internet as well. You know, like, nowadays people are living off social media. So everything is online. And, yeah, you can find out all these details on breast cancer, you know, social media pages, as well as Pink Ribbon. I know that they've got a hikoi coming up this Sunday, you know, 10K. So if you haven't signed up, sign up now and you can come and find out. I'm walking. So if I can walk, you can come and walk with me. You can do the hikoi with me. And I know on Saturday that there is also a community event happening out in South Auckland and Otara in regards to breast cancer and raising funds and awareness in terms of these. None of these funds are going into our pockets. These are all going back to the Cancer Foundation, and this is to raise more awareness and just bring more equipment and resources so that our people are, you know, equipped with these things.
Awesome. So, amen. Give a big round of applause for my two beautiful guests here. It's really good. Your Tara Noa are very insightful, very thoughtful, and what do you call it? There's respect around it, you know, because at the end of the day, we respect everybody's beliefs and their decisions, you know, to not go ahead with the treatment because they believe in, you know, in God will bring the healing. But I'd just like to share, there's a miracle in the Bible where Jesus didn't just take away the sickness. What did he do? He spit into the ground, mixed the spit with the soil, and placed it on the sickness eyes. And then their eyes got healed. So, like, for me, even Jesus used the treatments. Didn't just lay hands on someone and say, be healed. He did that. But he also did
use the treatments.
The treatments, you know?
But did the work. I feel like the courage comes both ways, and I don't know. I agree with both of you guys, but you have to complement the faith with what you're doing.
That's right.
Every single day. It comes back to that, even with everything that we do.
Mano. If I saw my auntie, I'm a flora. So if I'm a farmer, if I'm not to a pillow, that's what you know. I'm myself, I'm my tight. Tina, if I'm only mole. Faila usiaki or kanesa ole susu a fai etele va ole fa lima tausanga ile ono liva ono iva tausanga olea e mafai ona fai fuola usiaki. You know, you can book your mammogram online, and it's very simple. You just go onto onto this website. Now grab a pen now. I can give you the website right now. Okay, the website is timetoscreen.nz/breastscreen. Okay. timetoscreen.co.nz, okay? I mean, .co.nz, and you can book your mammogram there. Or you can contact Breastscreen Aotearoa on 0800-270-200. I've saw that here, Breastscreen Aotearoa, and over the law, lua fitu o, lua o o, ma book a is our appointment, a fire ilo siaki. And that mammogram screening, is in every 2 years, okay? So if you don't have breast cancer this year, then you can do the test again in the next 2 years. So honestly, no matter what, but let's get back to the music because honestly, it is hot in the studio. Let's go.
Papa, see my body, my little girl. be u o o tele o lo ka ba a hele o ki nga u ai a kiri ai o e fa pau pau se vai fa ane ne mai fo i o a unge o ke ne koe fo i a o mami fo i le o si ba on ka o u ke le koe i ka I want my mele kai kai ka if I'm on my ole musica o canto se me fai merita la mami se va mai tu anda o ole la pele se kilo kilo mai tu anda o